Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Democrats are not really succeeding in combating Trump's agenda on any front right now. And throughout history, what does the left do when they don't get their way? They get violent. Jasmine Crockett is trying to be the new AOC of the Democrat Party right now. And if she's going for the insufferable communist part of AOC, she's nailing it, guys. She's doing great. Watch her explain to two interviewers why the solution for Democrats to combat Republicans is not diplomacy, it's not appealing to the voters, it's violence.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching. You know, I think, and I love Colin, and I think towards the end he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
So that's Jasmine Crockett, a sitting U.S. congresswoman. She's talking about the election between Collins and Ted Cruz in Texas. And this is coming from a group of people, the left, who is saying when Republicans don't want kids to transition, for instance, that that is unaliving kids. So you can't say certain things, but you can literally go up to people and punch them. That's not violence. Saying something is violence. This girl is actively telling Democrats to go punch her opponents, her political opponents. So let's take the partisanship out of this for a second. This really isn't a Democrat-Republican issue. No one should do this. No one should call for violence. It's not cool. And I've seen people on the right occasionally do it. Usually not elected people. Usually just commentators. They shouldn't even talk about it. It's dumb. And I'll tell you why it's dumb. And I'll tell you what the violence means on the left. It means you're losing. If you get violent, you're losing. That's why I hate it when the right talks about things like this, because it's like, you look like a loser right now. If you can't use your words or your policy or your reason anymore, you resort to the last thing possible, and that's always violence. It's the story of every communist regime for the most part. Communists are fairly successful with the lower class. They get a little successful with the middle class, but ultimately can't fully, and Marx talks about this, you need the middle class in order to have your communist coup. And ultimately, they're usually not fully successful. And so what you see in the USSR and in China is that they have to resort to violence ultimately because not enough people are persuaded of Marxism. And so the only thing you can do is start unaliving people and assassinating them. And you saw that in China. You see it in the USSR in the past. You see it in Russia probably even today. And it will happen in the US if we don't destroy these people in elections. Hey guys, I know that filing taxes can be stressful, so I wanted to introduce you to the people who do my taxes, QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back just this season. If you love spending 4 hours with your online services, not knowing how much you're going to spend until the very end, you're probably not going to love QuickTax America because QuickTax America does all federal returns for only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work for you. So again, if you're not into that, you can go with the other big guys. But if you are, all you got to do is upload your documents, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest. There are no hidden fees. Again, it's $69 for all federal returns. That'll be all the way up until the tax deadline of April 15th. So don't wait. You do not want the IRS tracking you down. Go get a fantastic return with my partner, QuickTax America. You can go check them out right now at QuickTaxAmerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Piers Morgan had a black trans activist on his show, and they continued to prop up this weird lie the left has been working on for a long time now, which is that if you aren't white, you can't be racist.
Black women cannot be racist to white women. Are you kidding me?
Sorry?
That makes no sense.
Sorry?
Black women cannot be racist to white women. Do you not understand that?
Oh, yes, they can.
You don't have the intellectual
capacity
to understand that.
Oh, yes, they can.
That's very much impossible.
And you've been racist to me.
That's very much impossible.
You've been racist to me, a white man, by saying I'm a race baiter. Yeah.
How am I racist to you? I'm black. I can't be racist to you.
You call me a race baiter with no evidence.
You're racist to me.
When have I been a race baiter?
You could be racist to me.
When have I been a race baiter?
But I'm a powerhouse.
Tell me when I've been a race baiter.
I'm a powerhouse.
Well, you may be a powerhouse.
I understand something.
You may be a
powerhouse.
You may be a powerhouse.
Okay.
When have I been a race baiter?
I want to admit that. Okay.
When have I been a race baiter?
Okay.
When have I been a race baiter?
Okay.
I think that activist genuinely believes that. I do. I don't think they're being deceptive in that. I think they're brainwashed and haven't really thought this through. I say they because I think it's a man that's transitioned to try to look like a woman. I'm not actually sure, but I say they because I just have no idea. They look kind of crazy. But we'll use the pronoun they. You know, we'll be inclusive for the rest of this. Let's break down this to its finest argument of what they're talking about. The argument is that if your melanin is slightly less than some uncertain threshold that hasn't been talked about, by the way, and let's call it like darker than bronze. Let's just say darker than bronze for fun. But no one's really identified that again. Like, there's a threshold. At some point, you can, with your melanin, you can be racist. And on the other side, you cannot be racist. And we're not told. But if your melanin is of the appropriate amount, you are incapable of displaying or feeling any bigotry and dislike for another race. It's impossible. You can't do it. Again, they've never said what that is. It'd be interesting to get a precise number. How much melanin? You're racist. You can't be racist. On the flip side, though, of course, the same is true. Conversely, if your skin, if your skin color, if it just barely meets that threshold of bigotry, then you can be and probably are a racist pig. Just understand that. I mean, you can look at some people. You look at me, very clearly racist pig. It's very clear. But again, there's some people who are kind of on the line there. I would like a more concrete definition from these people of what it is. Otherwise, the argument is completely incoherent. And of course, the irony of all of this is that the belief that I just outlined right there is in itself a racist one. Clearly. And everyone was thinking that before I even said that. That didn't even need to be said. You are actively saying that some races are inherently more virtuous than others, because I think we can all agree that being racist is not a virtue. Most people would agree. Therefore, if some races are not capable of committing that sin, they are most likely going to be of more worth or have more virtue than other races. And that is a racist belief in of itself. And most Americans understand this. Most Black Americans understand this, that I've talked to at least. And so one of the most, I think another irony of all of this is it turns out Black people don't even believe this. And they hear it from Democrats and they know that it's BS, except for this weird trans activist. And that's why you saw record numbers of Black folk voting for Donald Trump in the election last year. Hey everyone, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right now, is on Amazon for only $9.99. It's actually free if you have a Kindle subscription, so go check it out right now. I talk about some crazy stories of how the left is truly devolving into a cult and some of the nut stuff that they've done. I know you'll enjoy reading it, so you can go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses, or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save.